This podcast homily is a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. It is prepared for use in worship using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer readings for the season of Easter. Welcome to this podcast homily for the second Sunday after Easter Sunday. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. These homilies are always found on the podcast homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. They, as well as the entire AIC archive of hundreds of homilies on various topics, can also be accessed through the Podbean gadget on the digital library page of the same site. The second Sunday after Easter is commonly known as Good Shepherd Sunday, since both readings cite scriptural references to Jesus as shepherd. The epistle reading, 1 Peter 2, verses 19 to 25, contains St. Peter's wise advice to Christians on persevering under suffering for the name of Jesus Christ. In verse 22, he points out that Jesus, who had committed no sin and spoke no deceitful words, when he was reviled, did not revile in return when he suffered. He did not threaten, but he committed himself to him who judges righteously. Unquote. St. Peter's ultimate message is that Jesus bore our sins so that even though mankind had been like sheep that went astray, when we die, we have the opportunity for eternal life. And he said, like sheep do we, quote, have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our soul. The term overseer is used in Anglican prayer books in reference to the authority of bishops to act as shepherds of the souls in their charge. The Gospel reading, John 10, verses 11 to 16, is part of St. John's unique account of one of Jesus' startling and bold I Am declarations. I explore this entire account in detail in episode 34 of the AIC online Bible study course on the New Testament, which is linked from the Bible study page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. In that same series, I examine and explain 11 other examples of the I Am declarations which so aroused the Pharisees and scribes in St. John's Gospel. In Christian art, the image of Jesus as our shepherd or the Good Shepherd has been an enduring one. Many feature Jesus with a small sheep draped on both sides of his neck. I include such images in the companion blog posting for this, the second Sunday after Easter. Other images depict a sheep or lamb with a small bell around its neck. The presence of the bell indicates that this is the sheep, like Jesus, which all the others will follow. Several images of Jesus and Jesus as shepherd are included in the AIC bookstore publication, Paintings on Light, the Stained Glass Windows of St. Joseph's Villa Chapel, based on the stained glass windows there by Franz Mayer of Munich. By declaring himself in such a way, Jesus put the Jews who heard his words on notice that, whether they agreed or not, he is the same God who spoke to Moses when the commandments were delivered on Mount Sinai. I am, ego eime, is the equivalent in Greek of God's declaration to Moses in Hebrew that he is the existing one. Sometimes translated as I am that I am. Jesus tells us that unlike the hired shepherd to whom he refers in the reading from St. John's Gospel, he is the good shepherd who knows his sheep. Quote, I know my sheep and am known by my own. Then he said something that probably wasn't understood at the time, but proved prophetic in verse 15, I lay down my life for the sheep. And then he announces that he has come not only for the chosen people, the Hebrew nation, but also for the Gentiles. He makes this plain in the last verse, extending his role to all peoples, nations, tribes, and tongues, as St. John wrote in Revelation. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they will hear my voice. There will be one flock and one shepherd. As St. Peter wrote, Jesus is truly the shepherd of our souls. He is the one who knows what is in the hearts of his flock. He cares for his flock and provides them spiritual nourishment in the form of the sacraments offered to the faithful with each celebration of Holy Eucharist or Communion. He is the God who provides for us all that we truly need. For this, the second Sunday after Easter, there are two closing prayers. The first is an adaptation from 1 Peter 1, 3, 4, and 11, in which St. Peter counsels Christians on the development of personal Christian spirituality as a defense against an awful, often cruel, and uncaring world. The second is the collect for the second Sunday after Easter, which Archbishop Cranmer modeled on 1 Peter 2:19. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. To thee be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given thine only Son to be unto us both a sacrifice for sin and also an ensample of godly life, give us grace that we may always most thankfully receive that his inestimable benefit, and also daily endeavor ourselves to follow the blessed steps of his most holy life, through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.